And at 8 o'clock, we have a little bit of sunshine peeking through. 66 degrees in Atlantic. A flash flood watch continues until 10 a.m. today. For the entire listening area, we do look for mostly cloudy skies with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Radar shows some very light rain stretching from north-central Pottawatomie County up through the Harrison and Shelby County line. And then that swirls back around to the north of Ottawa and into northeast Nebraska. All that activity is pushing off to the northeast. There's a separate line of showers that have formed from Corning southwestward through Clarinda and into the northwest Missouri counties and back down into southeastern southeastern Nebraska, and that also is pushing off to the northeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News with a reminder that the Atlantic Memorial Day services are still being planned at 10 a.m. today at the Atlantic Cemetery. They will not be moved indoors. Once again, Atlantic Memorial Day services still planned for 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. And as for the services in Grant, due to the expected rainy weather, the 11 a.m. Memorial Day service at the Grant Cemetery, that was relocated to the Grant United Methodist Church. You can see the other services under our Daily Diary page at KJAN.com. The Creston Police Department reports numerous arrests took place over the past week. Arrested Sunday in Creston was 42-year-old Tina Ann Songer and 36-year-old Matthew Jason Songer, both of Creston. Both were charged with possession of a controlled substance second offense. Matthew Songer was initially charged with OWI first offense. They were taken into custody at around 3:55 a.m. Tina Songer was being held on a $2,000 bond in the Adams County Jail. Matthew Songer was being held in the Union County Jail on a $6,000 bond. A little after midnight Saturday, Creston police arrested 28-year-old Miguel Angel Almanza of Raymondville, Texas, for disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. Almanza was later released on a $600 bond. At around 3:15 a.m. Saturday, 23-year-old Jose Alcantar Zavala of Overton, Iowa, was arrested in Creston for OWI first offense. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. And just before 11 p.m. on Saturday, Eliseo Buchanan Nava of Creston was arrested at his residence for possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of paraphernalia. He was later released on a $1,300 bond. Friday night, 20-year-old Crystal Zamora of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. She was released on a $1,000 bond. And 41-year-old Lindsay Ann Willems of Creston was arrested twice last week. She was arrested Wednesday and Friday morning for driving while suspended. Both times, Willems was released on a $300 bond. Authorities say two women were seriously injured in an attempted robbery at the Lamar's Hy-Vee gas station early Sunday morning, and a male suspect shot himself to death in Nebraska. Lamar's police chief Kevin Vandervecht said around 6 a.m. Sunday, a man with a gun demanded cash from the store clerks in Lamar's.
In the process of the robbery, the suspect shot both victims in the stomach area and then fled driving a beige Buick four-door with an Iowa plate.
The names and ages of the two Hy-Vee clerks have not yet been released. Both were taken to a Sioux City hospital, and the police chief says the women are in serious but stable condition. Vandevecht said the male suspect was located around 8 a.m. Sunday by police in South Sioux City, Nebraska, which is about 35 miles away from Lamar's.
They did locate the suspect with an apparent lethal self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The police chief says the suspect has ties with Lamar's, and it does not appear the public was in any danger.
Lamar's Police Department continues to investigate this crime and will release details after the investigation is complete. We do ask for the public's patience, the media's patience. We have some families here that are going through a traumatic event, emergency response individuals that went through a traumatic event, and we're not going to rush into anything. We'll release the information, but it may be a day or so.
Counselors were sent to meet with Hy-Vee employees. The Hy-Vee convenience store remains closed in Lamar's. A Hy-Vee vice president said, like the rest of the Lamar's community, company officials are shocked and saddened by the shooting. And she said the two employees who were injured were in our thoughts and prayers. Elsewhere in the news, Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill Friday afternoon to extend Iowa's 1 cent school infrastructure sales tax through the year 2051. Reynolds signed the measure at ceremonies at the Sioux City Public Schools Career Academy.
They can use it and expand the ways that they can use some of the funding. So I think it's a good day. I think it's the right thing to do, and was happy to sign it.
The measure also collects $1 million to help fund career academies in such as Sioux City's, which helped high school students learn and train in specific career paths.
Career academies was something I'm very passionate about. We're here at the academy, and I just think those are tremendous opportunities for students. And so to be able to use the funding for that, I was really appreciative of that, and that was something that I had asked for.
Governor Reynolds visited with Career Academy Academy students Jonah Schneider and Colby East, who are juniors at East High School.
We are both in the business path, and we both like it. We also like how we both get dual credit, so we also are in high school classes, but we also get credit for college.
And we liked having the experiences. Like, with these class options, we get to go out of the building and meet with real businesses and see how it runs, and like a job shadow and stuff like that.
Sioux City School Superintendent Paul Gausman said the local district was the first in the state to initiate the 1 cent tax.
Clear back in 1998, when Sioux City passed it as a local option first in the state of Iowa, and then when it was passed statewide in the year 2008, the governor, then Governor Culver, actually came to our Irving Elementary School to sign the first statewide sales tax legislation for schools.
Gausman says nearly $400 million has been raised locally for new school projects since the tax was first implemented. Officials with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst's office report that on Friday, May 31st, the Republican from Red Oak will be making stops in Cass and Harrison counties as part of her 99-county tour for 2019. In Cass County, Senator Ernst will speak at the grand opening of the Veet Octane Ethanol Plant in Atlantic beginning at noon. Next, she'll travel to Logan and Harrison County for a 2:30 p.m. town hall meeting at the Logan Community Center. Later, she'll tour the Mapleton Community Catalyst Project in Mapleton. The events in Atlantic and Logan are open to the public. Her office says Senator Ernst looks forward to hearing from constituents in the area about the issues that are most important to them during the public events. In Iowa, one of the whitest states in the nation, black Democrats are more energized than they've been since Barack Obama's 2008 campaign and poised to make a mark on 2020. Driven by dissatisfaction with President Trump, they could make a difference in a state that chooses its primary candidates via caucus, which, unlike an open primary, attracts only the most motivated voters. Candidates Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, who are black, are trying to rally more black voters. But so are Amy Klobuchar and other rivals. That's because even though African Americans make up only 2% of Iowa's population, they are expected to make up a larger share of the caucus turnout next February. Four of the U.S. senators who are running for president spent the weekend in Iowa holding 29 public events over the past 3 days. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York kicked things off Friday afternoon in West Des Moines with a forum focused on what she calls her Family Bill of Rights. It includes a federal law requiring paid family leave and a series of steps to expand access to daycare.
I was the sixth woman ever to give birth as a member of Congress. Shocking. But it shows that people who are in these decision-making roles, they tend to be male, they tend to be white, and they tend to be affluent. And so they don't understand necessarily that access to affordable daycare is make or break for any family.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is on a 4-day tour of the state in an RV. During a stop in Burlington Saturday, Booker focused on the closure of the local Planned Parenthood clinic. He promised to create an Office of Reproductive Rights and Freedom if he's elected president.
Codify Roe v. Wade, fully funding organizations like Planned Parenthood, for in some counties, are the only provider of contraceptive care.
On Sunday in Oskaloosa, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said Republicans are trying to get a tilted court.
It's partly around issues like Roe, but a big part of it, it's about corporations. It's about a court that over and over, when it's a corporation versus an employee, is with a corporation.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar told Iowans this weekend that as president, she would end the loopholes oil companies use to get around federal policies promoting ethanol. Klobuchar also emphasized changes she'd make to help farmers facing bankruptcy. At events in Decorah, Charles City, Iowa Falls, and Des Moines, Klobuchar heard a familiar song.
Happy birthday to you.
Klobuchar turned 59 on Saturday. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has vetoed a bill that would have lifted a cap on the potency of medical marijuana products available in the state. Reynolds vetoed the bill Friday afternoon, saying the state must proceed cautiously with any expansion of its medical marijuana program. She said she could support more limited effort to increase the potency of the products in the future. Democratic lawmakers who have supported expansion of the program criticized Reynolds' decision, saying it would hurt sick people who get little benefit from products now available that have low levels of THC, the compound that causes a high. Representative John Forbes, an Urbandale pharmacist, called the veto distressing news for thousands of sick and vulnerable Iowans who deserve greater access to this life-changing medication. The bill has been approved overwhelmingly in both legislative chambers. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.